This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press, Rod McGurk, with the headline, which reads, Snake on a Plane Delays a Flight in Australia. There is a video element to this. An Australian domestic flight delayed for 2 hours after a stowaway snake was found in the cargo hold. The snake found on board as passengers were boarding this Virgin Australia flight at Melbourne Airport. They were heading to Brisbane. The snake, because again, in Australia, they have the largest concentration of things that can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
It's spiders or ants or snakes or you name it.
Look up Chris Hemsworth and spiders. There's a picture he took a long time ago of this. It's not a spider. It is a full-blown zoo animal that is on his wall. And he's all like, thumbs up. Because that's the thing is, this took place in a, like, if this was America, that would, people would be freaking out. I have to imagine the people in Australia are so used to, like, all right, mate, let him run.
Yeah, right, whatever.
It's fine. Give him a seat.
Hey, let's.
I'll buy him a drink.
Let's roast him. Let's make him lunch. The snake did turn out to be a harmless 2-foot-long green tree snake. However, they thought it could be venomous when approaching it in the dark of the hold. It wasn't until after I caught the snake, says the snake catcher, that I realized it wasn't venomous. Up until that point, it looked pretty dangerous. Most of the world's most venomous snakes are native to Australia. Again, just about everything that can kill you is in Australia.
Like Chris Hemsworth.
When Pelly entered the cargo hold, the snake was half hidden behind a panel. It could have disappeared completely somewhere deeper in the plane, like got into the walls or something.
I mean, it's a garden snake.
Well, he didn't know that at the time.
I know, but we're like, it's like, it's fine. It's fine. It's a friend. It's friendly.
Snake catcher told the aircraft engineer and airline staff they would have to evacuate it if the snake disappeared inside the plane. You don't want, can you imagine? You're having your coffee, you're having a glass of wine, you're halfway to Brisbane, and coming out of your seat cushion is a little 2-foot-long snake.
Again, it's Australia. I really feel like they would just be like, well, I didn't pay for that.
Well, that's like being at home. Quote, I said to them, if I don't get this in one shot, it's going to sneak through the panels, and you're going to have to evacuate the plane, because at that stage, I did not know what kind of snake it was, unquote.
I think this is a funny one.
Australia.
Yeah, but meanwhile, if this was America, it'd be like, we have to throw the plane in the ocean. There was a snake in there. We can't go on. Who knows?
Never going back. Exactly. The snake, a protected species, has now been given to a veterinarian who will find a home with a licensed snake keeper. So he's going to have a happy life now.
I could just do like 20 minutes with an Australian accent on this one. Just seriously. I'll take a snake.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.